Hi friends, welcome to the podcast of Speaking Juliet. I'm your host, Shreya, and today I have brought a little treat format onto your platter. Basically, I have a friend on today's episode who's going to co-host today's session with me. He's a friend whom I know from my childhood days and who doesn't really like being on any of the social media platforms, unlike most of my friends. He gets lost pretty much in thin air from time to time, and only I know how much effort is needed to catch hold of him at my end. His name is Athar Puranik and he's an entrepreneur by profession. He's one of the very few people I know who is such extensively versed in political avenues. And by the way, he can also recite the entire Mahabharata to you in one single sitting. Hi Athar, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Shreya. How are you?
I'm good. So, are you excited to be on this platform? Like, have you done any such thing ever in the past?
No, sir. Not before. Pehli baar hai, aisa kuch. Sort of scared also.
Wow. Don't worry. Everything happens someday for the first time. So, let me tell you how this episode is going to roll. Firstly, since I have always kept on hearing your travel stories from your siblings, I'm going to pick up one travel destination of yours, wherein you tend to be a frequent traveler in various parts of the year. And we are going to just have casual conversations spun around it. It would be mostly in the form of Q&A, and you need to mainly contribute by giving your inputs. So, are we clear about it?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Great, so let's get started. So my first question, Athar, to you is, in which all seasons have you visited Goa? Like, which all months?
First week of Feb, July, and December.
Okay. And in which season in specific did you like Goa at its best?
Well, Goa is nice in all the seasons except for summer. मतलब for God's sake अपना plan Feb के 15th of Feb के बाद से तो मत ही बनाना. उसी टाइम से गोवा की धूप बहुत तेज हो जाती है. मतलब it's unbearable.
So
you won't be able to enjoy the beaches or anything like that.
So around what date did you go?
Rest of the time Goa is pretty nice. स्पेशली जैसे अपन टूरिस्ट लोगों के बीच में सबसे ज्यादा गोवा अगर फेमस है तो विंटर के टाइम में पीपल लव टू गो देयर इन विंटर्स बट आई पर्सनली लाइक गोवा द मोस्ट ड्यूरिंग मॉनसून सीजन.
Well, for me as well, I would say it's monsoon. Of course, you can't go to beaches so much at that time, and even shacks are mostly closed. So the option to chill at the beach is totally out of question. But Goa gets so green in monsoon that I just love, you know, being there and just roaming around. I have gone only twice, and both the times it was in rains only.
Yeah, but no, for me, the best time or the best Goa is at its best in monsoon. Many people don't go there during monsoon. They haven't seen Goa during monsoon. But I'm telling you, it's at its best. Not only the environment and whole Goa. मतलब जब आप जाओगे ना, तब आप एक अलग ही फेज देखोगे गोवा का कि इतनी ग्रीनरी all around. Not only that, jab aap beaches pe bhi jaoge, you will feel like that you own the beach.
There is absolutely no one.
No one. There will be no one. Only there will be not more than 4-5 people. Lekin sahab, aapko aise lagega ki it's like my own beach. You will have a whole beach for yourself. Yeah, sure. There are some drawbacks. Ki shacks वगैरह सब बंद रहते हैं और ये सब.
Right.
Like the plus point is उस समय tourism भी low रहता है.
Because right. And the cost of hotels and all is also very, you know.
Because of which, अच्छे hotels आपको बहुत discounted rates पे मिल जाएंगे.
Right. So what do you prefer? Like, you prefer to be staying in homestays or Airbnb or hotels, like, or hostels?
इट्स ऑल अप टू यू, आपको कैसा चाहिए सीरियसली। एंड आई वोंट से कि लेकिन आई वोंट से कि मतलब बहुत ही आप एकदम एक्सपेंसिव से होटल में जाओ और ये करो वो करो। गोवा इज नॉट अ प्लेस वेर यू वॉन्ट टू स्टे इन योर रूम। गोवा इज अ प्लेस वेर यू वॉन्ट टू मतलब गो आउट, एक्सप्लोर इट, रोम अराउंड, सी द पोर्चुगीज आर्किटेक्ट ओवर देयर, सी द नेचुरल ब्यूटी ऑफ द बीचेस, द क्लीनलीनेस। ऐसा नहीं है कि गोवा के बीचेस गंदे रहते हैं, दे हैव मेंटेन्ड इट वेल। गोवा के बीचेस आपको साफ मिलेंगे।
अदर टेल मी अबाउट द बेस्ट मेमोरी फ्रॉम योर गोवा डायरीज.
वेल देर आर मेनी गुड मेमोरीज, मेनी गुड मेमोरीज, बट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू पॉइंट आउट एट सम ऑफ देम, वन ऑफ द बेस्ट मेमोरीज वॉज ऑफ सनबर्न फेस्टिवल विच आई
ओके.
अटेंडेड। या एंड अनदर, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू टॉक अबाउट द पार्टीज ओनली, द सेकेंड वन आई विच आई अटेंडेड वॉज द एफ टी वी पार्टी ऑन द ईव ऑफ न्यू ईयर। दीज वर द टू
Okay.
पार्टी, ओ माई गॉड, दे वर ऑसम।
And what exactly happens in Sunburn Fest?
सनबर्न फेस्ट मतलब कि व्हाट हैपेंस ओवर देयर इज एक बहुत लार्ज क्राउड आएगा बट वेरी स्पेशियस प्लेस, तो आपको कंजेस्टेड नहीं रहेगा। वर्ल्ड के बेस्ट टॉप डीजेस आते हैं और सर व्हाट अ साउंड सिस्टम दे हैव। यू कैन से इट्स अ मिनी वंडरलैंड।
Wow. Awesome.
And
Okay.
any other memories if you want to is having beer with my friends on the beach in Kulmun.
Okay. So I think that was a long time ago, what? Because recently I read this article wherein Goa police is not
Yes. Those days are
allowing.
gone. You can't
Right.
relive those days again. पहले तो जब हम लोग
Okay.
गए थे वो सच रिस्ट्रिक्शंस, we used to have in the night, we used to have beers on the beach with bonfire. Even night, remember, people also joined us, all the foreigners and Russians, they also joined us, and we had a great time. Sir, that was a night to remember.
For me, it is basically the churches. I don't know why, but I am really very fond of visiting churches. And when in Goa, I definitely do visit Basilica of Bom Jesus because I think that entire campus is very beautiful. Like, it has pieces of some beautiful architecture, and then it also has certain kind of very, peaceful and pious kind of vibes. So I really love that. And there is again few backstories that goes on with the visit. First time when I visited there, it was, of course, it was also, so it was raining heavily, and we had parked our vehicles outside the campus. So when we were done visiting the church, we came out and we started walking towards the gate to get our vehicles, and then all of a sudden it started raining very heavily. So we rushed to the outside shops which are lined over there, and anyways, we couldn't ride back to our hotel. So what we did was we rushed into the Mangini's, and there we ate a lot waiting for the rains to reduce. We ate a lot, like we started with the puffs, and then we ate the pastries and then whatnot. And then around after 45 minutes or so, we left from there, and it was still raining though. But the owner started looking at us, कि लाइक कहाँ से भूखे नंगे बच्चे आ गए हैं. So we just understood their staring, and we just left. Of course, after paying, we left, and then we rode back to our hotel. So one story was that. The next story that I have is when we visited this church. So we came across few US people over there. So one of the person named as Thomas, was the one with whom we had a conversation. He told us that he is basically a farmer and he does agriculture, but he had a degree of engineering. So he does farming for 6 months in US, and then for the rest of the 6 months, he comes down to India, and then he offers his services to the orphanage that's there in Goa. And there are a couple of his friends also who come along with him, and they have been following this habit since past 6 years. So it was an amazing thing to know, like, people are coming from outside the country to help, you know, students and children who are not so privileged, and they are offering their services to them for their development. It was such a nice feeling, you know. It was something which we should also opt for, like, not 6 months. Like, it's not so easy to leave your job and again go back and resume in India. But then, of course, like, few weeks or, you know, couple of days or something like that, whenever you want to take a break or you want to take leave, so you want to go on a vacation, you can do this. So that was something which we really liked about that entire process that they shared with us.